Hi, this is Mel Hart with the Climate Change Report. China's Environment Minister Zhao Shengjian recently highlighted the serious conflict of current human development with nature, reports Andrew Jacobs at the New York Times. Zhao said his government would be changing its method of assessing how economic development generates climate change. The Chinese government is also lowering its target rate of economic growth to what it considers a sustainable rate, as it recognizes that faster economic growth could be overwhelmed by the social and economic costs of future environmental disasters that result from it. Ignoring such risks would be perilous, Zhao said. China is now intent on balancing economic growth with the public's need for clean air and water. China's overarching goal is to increase 2005 levels of energy efficiency 40% to 45% by 2020. To help do so, it closed thousands of steel mills, cement factories, and other energy-hogging factories last spring. But this disrupted economics. China is learning from its mistakes. Its current 5-year plan encourages regional carbon credit trading, more local government freedom to innovate policies, and focuses away from energy-intensive industries. For more, Google Mel's Climate Change Report. This is Mel Hart.